This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, a dual check-in with State Representative Court Boyce, who represents the South Oregon Coast, Coos County, Curry County, and over into Douglas County as well. Court, good morning.
Kyle, thanks for having me on. I think I've been on with you maybe 30 times in the last 10 years. Really appreciate what you do for KQEN and Douglas County. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. So what is your thought of kind of some of your thoughts about watching the election cycle right now? What are you seeing around Oregon?
You know, I was in Roseburg yesterday, and I have to run every 2 years. And so I'm constantly put in a position of campaigning, but also staying true to my rep duties. Around Oregon, you know, I think Senator Brock Smith has got a really good chance. You know, you go back to Gordon Smith, served Oregon as U.S. Senator, moderate Republican or moderate legislator, and that was 97 through 2009. So we're excited 18 years later. This is the best chance we got for a little additional balance, and we're just really hopeful. So I'm working very hard 24/7 for Senator Brock Smith and Monique Despain.
Now, talk about the Brock Smith race. Of course, there's the primary right now, but looking ahead, should he get through that? I think the chances of ousting an incumbent U.S. senator statistically tend to be up there with getting electrocuted. I mean, there's a lot of effort that's going to go into this.
You know, that's a good point. And the evidence is, again, 18 years since Gordon Smith was defeated. And Oregon is, I just got a lot of hope and energy for Oregon changing back to purple, at least, really connecting rural and urban Oregon. And, you know, people are, maybe they've reached that threshold, Kyle, that they say, hey, things are not right with our schools. You know, I worked on the Vicatea campaign clear back in the late 70s and 80s, and the Oregon schools were absolutely the best. People would move here even if they didn't have a job to get their kids in our schools and then worry about finding work. So we need to return to that, and I think our side has some great solutions to the changing, getting us away from being in the bottom 5% of success in our schools for our kids. We owe it to them. You know, the business is leaving. Oregon's just in a lot of trouble, and we can change that. So we can talk specifics if you like, Kyle.
Well, you mentioned Monique Despain. We interviewed her yesterday. We're talking to Congresswoman Hoyle today. What are your thoughts there on how that race may go?
You know, I just see our U.S. senators, Merkley and Wyden and all of our except for Benson, District 2, they're just going far, far left. And I've always got along good with all three of them. But I just, I'm not going to do any more of their town halls as MC when they come to Coosa Curry County. They just are angry, and I don't understand. So back to the balance needed. We got a little bit of a echo here. If I'm coming through, I apologize there. But, you said the odds are not very good. I'm just seeing people and visiting, working with, that say, hey, this is the time to bring Oregon back, and we've got a great chance. It has to do with the taxes. It has to do with public safety, you know, cities that are part of sanctuary processes that are just really unacceptable, where we actually protect the criminal and disregard the rights of the victim. So you know where I stand on all that, Kyle.
So talk about the legislative races. Obviously, the primary different than the general, but what do you see for the GOP versus the Democrats in Salem as we get through the cycle?
Well, we went from 25 seats down to 23. We think we can get two or three of those back. It's going to take a lot of hard work. We've got some excellent candidates, and so we're working very hard for them as well. I do have a general election opponent. The unions are financing him pretty heavy, but, you know, people, It's taken, you know, it takes time to develop trust with the citizens that you represent, and just feel really blessed that I've been able to get that trust. And so I don't think I'm going to have any trouble getting reelected. Nobody's going to outwork me. Nobody's going to care more. And, you know, I've just made so many friends in Douglas County way before I became a county commissioner or state rep. And I've told the commissioners over there, Douglas County is a hub of hope for Oregon. And I was able to communicate that a little bit 5 days after Charlie Kirk was assassinated. And when we spoke at the Douglas County courthouse and just had an unbelievable turnout in honor to say goodbye to him.
What are your thoughts about the governor's race in Oregon?
You know, all top three governor candidates have endorsed Brock Smith. He's also been endorsed by the Oregon Taxpayers Association. He's just an incredibly hard worker, very capable. He's the right age to go back there and roll up his sleeves. He's tough. He's respectful. We're very hopeful on that. As far as the governor races go, Kyle, you know, I like all four of the top candidates, even all five, very much. But I've really worked hard for Christine Drazen. I ran for governor 22 due to the fire exposure and high levels of Oregon. We know what happened in 25. And so we got to keep beating that drum. And so Drazen is running an excellent campaign. I'm good friends with Ed Deal. I just think that Christine has the best chance, and we have got to take that seat, and it will bring along some extra House and Senate seats.
And as well, I've talked with other folks, and well, really all of the candidates there that you mentioned, the fact that we've gone through a lot of people who might be up toward their senior years have gone through their entire adult life without a Republican governor in Oregon.
You know, and that's such a good point. You know, you go back, Kyle, to the Dave Frohnmayer era, even Dennis Richardson, Norma Paulus, Bev Clarnon, my first cousin. I really like to remind people those were incredible statesmen and stateswomen. And they would do anything to reach across the aisle and get work done. And it was a really good atmosphere and environment in the Capitol. You know, it's very well balanced. When I was a legislative assistant in 2011, when Tim Freeman was there and Sal Esquivel, Wayne Krieger, Bill Garrard, there was a 30-30 split in the House, and that was one of the most productive periods. I was just really fortunate to be there and learn that at the time. Just something I wanted to do and put off for years. You know, we can go back to Spain. Boy, she's raising the funds and running an excellent campaign as well. She's got a terrific team. I'm sure she did good on the interview yesterday, but I've got a picture of me in Washington, D.C. in 1971. I spent a week there with Congressman John Dellenbach, and you talk about a statesman. You talk about somebody who really ran for the right reasons and served. And I think Monique is in that Monique Despain is in that category. There's no question in my mind. I think we've got a really good chance to take that race as well.
And before we wrap up, wanted to get your thoughts on the ballot measure situation, the big one in Oregon.
Oh, I hope everybody votes no on 120. There's been so many shenanigans on that from the other side, and it's really, you know, I try and respect my opponents, the loyal opposition, and to see the efforts that they have made to increase the spending and not hold departments accountable. I took Vicky T. Upriver twice in the late 70s, early 80s. He, as a governor, he had a broken paddle we found on the river. He properly choreographed it. He says, "Court, I gave this to the Oregon department head biannually, every 6 months, to the one that wasted the most money." Coincidentally, he said, the ODOT guy, I wanted to give it to him and show him proper respect, and he resigned before I could award him. So back to, we have got to hold these agencies accountable.
All right, some thoughts there from State Representative Court Boyce this morning. Court, thanks for being on.
Take care, Kyle. Thank you.
All right, 8:41 at the Morning Report.